It's been a busy week for some of Vermont's gubernatorial candidates. On Monday, former state Senator Matt Dunn formally kicked off his campaign to win the Democratic nomination. And then on Tuesday afternoon, former Transportation Secretary Sue Minter officially launched her campaign. There are now three announced Democratic candidates, Dunn, Minter, and House Speaker Shap Smith. And two Republican candidates are definitely running, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott and businessman Bruce Lissman. Will there be a progressive candidate in this race, or will the Progressive Party decide to informally support one of the Democratic candidates? These are some of the questions we have for our guest today, Emma Mulvaney-Stanek, who is the chairperson of the Vermont Progressive Party. Emma, it's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So for the past three gubernatorial elections, the progressives did not run a candidate against Democrat Peter Shumlin because he supported a number of your key priorities, but things seem to have changed. Last December, Shumlin dropped a plan to implement a single-payer government-financed healthcare system, a top priority for the progressives. This past winter, he got into some big budget battles with the Vermont State Employees Association. So on a number of key issues, would it be fair to say that you think that Peter Shumlin has let the progressives down?
Yes. I don't think there's a way to splice those words. I really think that people are quite disappointed in Democratic leadership in general, Governor Shumlin, but also the House leadership in the Vermont legislature. We have not seen Democrats standing up on economic justice issues, and that is a core value and factor for progressives.
And what are some of the key issues that you feel these Democratic candidates and leaders in the Democratic Party have not addressed?
Well, one core issue is around the theme of working people. So we saw the attacks on public sector workers and state government. We saw continued reductions in all those state services. And it's a chronic debate around the state budget. And so there's always attacks. And it's always, the Democrats have been in leadership for the last several cycles. So that's a constant theme. Another is just looking at working people's issues, like doing a meaningful increase to the minimum wage. That we didn't see. We saw an incremental increase to the state minimum wage. We have long known that livable wages and the livable wage number for the state of Vermont is nowhere near where the minimum wage is. So that would be another issue. And as you mentioned before, single-payer health care. We've been having this debate for a really long time. And I think progressives 6 to 8 years ago really thought that maybe the Democrats would stick to their word and become a leader on this issue. Vermont, of all places in the country, could figure something out. And we were on that path. And then we took a hard right and we completely, you know, went off the path last December. And it was a great disappointment to Progressive Party members. And that all feeds into what how we're looking at 2016 and looking at the governor's race, lieutenant governor's race, and really questioning people need better alternatives. Democrats have just not been following through on what really working Vermonters really need.
So you've got three Democrats in the race right now, as we mentioned, Matt Dunn, Shap Smith, Sue Minter. Do you see a scenario where the Progressive Party decides to at least informally back one of them?
Well, that's a premature question at this point because we're so early in the cycle. I mean, we're still a year plus out from the actual election. And the other major factor is public financing. You cannot announce until February in the state of Vermont if you seek public financing. And honestly, with how much a gubernatorial and a lieutenant gubernatorial race cost these days, it's pretty hard for an average Vermonter to mount a viable campaign without seeking that adequate resource, that public financing resource. So it's premature for the progressives to know, first of all, if we have a candidate, because, again, we would think that one of our folks would actually seek public financing. So that's a February decision or piece of information. And then if that doesn't come together, I think at the earliest, May would be the time that we would be circling back and looking at the Democratic alternatives if there isn't a progressive.
So what does your sense tell you? At this point, do you think there will be a progressive candidate in the governor's race in 2016?
I think there's a strong likelihood. I think there's a strong likelihood, and it is my personal hope that we do, because as the state party chair, I am personally disappointed in the options that we have right now so far. I think that Sue Minter is developing her platform, so we're sort of like yet to be seen where she stands on a lot of the core issues that progressives care about. Matt Dunn and Shap Smith have been elected before, and so we sort of know where they stand on issues, and they're pretty centrist. And I don't think that they are left enough for most progressives. But we will see where we are in May, and we'll see where all the options really are at that point, and we'll make a decision as a party.
Emma, you know there's some people who are listening who are thinking, if the progressives run a candidate for governor in 2016 and it's not a particularly well-known person, that candidate might get between 10 and 15% of the vote. And if that happens, it will almost ensure that the Republican candidate will win. How do you respond to that analysis?
Well, I think that the spoiler argument is actually one of the most undemocratic concepts that I've heard in all of my years of being involved in politics, because in a democracy, we should be having more options, not less. There shouldn't be kind of a dictation that you only can pick from two parties, and one being the Democrats and one from Republicans, because that's just very undemocratic. So I guess I would say that, you know, in the scenario where we would have an additional third or maybe even fourth person in the race, really, it's going to be up to the candidates to make the case to really win the votes. It's not about that's really what elections are about, is about winning the hearts and minds of a majority of Vermonters. It should not be about, hey, get out of the race because you might siphon off some of the votes that I would have gotten. You should earn those as the candidate. And I think the other reality is that when it comes to elections, if we look at 2014, there was no progressive in the race at that point. And the Democratic candidate, Peter Shumlin, barely won, barely pulled the votes together. So I think it goes back to what the focus should be about the candidate winning the votes on his or her own, and not so much on trying to edge people out of the race because they might potentially be more appealing to some of the electorate. That's the job of the candidate.
It seems like the progressives are taking a very serious look at the race for lieutenant governor, with the incumbent Phil Scott running for governor. That's now an open seat. Is it likely that we'll see a candidate there?
That one I can almost confidently say yes. And now that one is really about, again, coming back to public financing. It's a timeline issue and a legal issue about announcement. But I think our bench is growing and strengthening each cycle. And so I think we have a lot more options for lieutenant governor in a very serious capacity.
And how about trying to add to your numbers in the Vermont House and the Vermont Senate? How much is that going to be a priority in 2016?
That is going to be as equal, if you will, to our statewide efforts to elect a lieutenant governor or a governor who's a progressive. And mainly because we had success in 2014. We grew our bench by two. I know that's minimal numbers compared to other parties, but that is significant for a caucus that was, you know, 8 to 10 people in the Vermont House and Senate. So we will be focusing on that. We already are recruiting candidates for certain House and Senate races, and we're very excited. We have some very capable, competent, smart people who want to run as a progressive. And so we'll be seeing some exciting races around the state.
It'll be fascinating to see how all this works out. Emma Mulvaney-Stanek is the chairperson of the Vermont Progressive Party. Many thanks for being on the program today.
Of course. Thank you, Bob.